Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie and Angelo with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, the local suburb of Maroochydore is being urged by police to take precautions and lock up their valuables following recent thefts targeting basement car parks. Two incidents have occurred since the start of May, the first being on the 6th, with two men allegedly manually opening a garage door to gain access to an underground parking space. They then searched through multiple vehicles, causing property damage. Following investigations of a second incident, a 29-year-old Bleebly man was charged with two counts of breaking and entering premises with intent to commit indictable offenders. Queensland police state that, quote, investigations into all incidents are ongoing and anyone with information is urged to contact police.
Queensland is expected to deliver less than a quarter of the hotel rooms for the 2032 Olympics as they failed to keep up with growing visitor demand. Across Brisbane, Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast, only one new hotel has opened within the past 12 months in Burleigh Heads. Ali Gibson, CBRE Head of Hotels Research, noted that, quote, one exceptional property in three major markets tells you everything about the current supply problems we face. International data shows that room night demand in the past has been in higher demand the months following the Olympics, with major popularity growth in the 2 to 3 year mark. Queensland hotel pipeline needs to cover the decade after 2032 rather than just the high demand needed for the games itself.
In national news, the Heart of One Nation voters have revealed why many won't vote for the coalition again. The rural town of Griffith spans more than 126,000 square kilometres and chose One Nation as their party. It came out on top at 8 out of 10 Griffith polling booths. At the centre is David Farley, a former CEO of Australian Agricultural Company and now the federal member of the division of FARA. He won massively, taking more than 57% of the vote after a campaign focused heavily on water, agriculture and regional frustration. In a survey run within the town, few were willing to open up about their voting choices, despite the town supporting One Nation with a large 80% in polling booths. Since then, the town's price of water has tripled, and the average price of fertiliser, which residents had reported at $600, now reaches closer to $1,500 per tonne. Without reasonably priced water and fertiliser, many of these family-owned farms will now be faced with considering selling up to large corporations just to make ends meet.
Although carp were introduced to Australian waterways just under 200 years ago, they have taken over as much as 90% of infested rivers' organic material, and officials have proposed an unconventional solution. Officials have proposed to release a carp herpes virus to quell the infestation. However, Victoria's Peak Fisheries Body has called for it to be trialled first in the Wimmera River to avoid any ecological impacts. The federal government has argued against this as field trials need regulatory approval, which takes both time and money. VFA Chief Executive Travis Dowling has also emphasised the importance of starting this process as soon as possible. Defending the safety of the virus, he said, quote, 240 scientists have done studies on this virus so far, 3,883 pages of scientific investigation, 33 final reports and $10.5 million have been spent.
The winner of the Commonwealth Short Story Prize has raised doubts after obvious markers of AI authorship were found. Synatical tics and a verdict from an AI detection platform have created outrage that the prestigious literary award worthy story was likely written by an AI. The company in charge of awarding the prize, as well as a magazine running the competition, admitted they had considered the allegations but not reached a conclusion. Publisher of Granter, Sigrid Rorsing, stated, quote, "We don't know yet and perhaps we never will." The Commonwealth Foundation has emphasised that they do not use AI checkers to limit violations of consent and artistic ownership. Granter has also emphasised that it does not have any control over the winning stories, merely publishing the winner according to their agreement with the Commonwealth.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with clear skies. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.